The following message is an Antioch Bible Church presentation.
Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for being our God. Thank you for the privilege that we have to open your word. Thank you for moving me out of the way. You have the freedom to say and do whatever you know. It is a good thing to be in the house of the Lord. May we learn through your word as you move your servant out of the way. It is a good thing with what we're doing. And that is believing your word, trusting in you, and not compromising one bit. In your son, most holy, precious Lord's name, we all say, John chapter 11, we established already what John chapter 11 is going to be about. If you missed that sermon, the first section, please go back and get the tape. We won't have time to go through everything. It's been, we've taken a long break because of the Christmas season and because of the many different celebrations that we had during that Christmas season. So some of you that may have missed a couple may realize that you didn't miss any of John chapter 11. And it's a good time to get back in. But if you did, make sure you get it. We established first, verse 1, now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. And we are reestablished in Luke chapter 10 that Martha owned the house. Mary, what? Owned the village. And as believers, the difference between doing Christian things and being a Christian is the difference between having someone follow you or have someone not follow you. Mary had chosen in Luke chapter 10, the most important thing that's said at the feet of Jesus, to learn from him. Martha was a server. She was a doer. She was always cleaning up, always making sure the perfect meal was there. Mary was always taking that perfect meal that her sister would make and take it out to the people and the poor and the village and with, do Jesus' work. Many of us Christians do a lot of church work. Very few of us at times do Jesus' work. That's the difference between being a Christian and doing Christian things. That man was sick. Now, Mary part, lead the village. Martha part, take care of the home. Lazarus part, to die. Can I have an amen? I mean, every one of us got a calling. Make sure you answer it. We got a lot of Christians out there that's already dead. They're just too lazy to fall over. As much effect as they're having in their Christian walk in other people's lives, we all have to say amen to that last statement. We saw verse 3, therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. Verse 5 follows up with John, which says, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Now they're trying to manipulate Jesus. They say, if the one you're sick is, the one you love is sick, and if you don't do something about it, you don't really love him. And John follows up in verse 5 and says, Jesus loves all three. Meaning that if Jesus loves all three, he's going to do what it takes to prove he loves all three. And we also establish that whatever comes after verse 5 is what it takes for God to love you. And if you can learn these lessons, to revolutionize your Christian walk. Okay? So the three things we're going to look at and learn as we walk through John chapter 11 is love often waits. Second, love sometimes weeps. And third, love always works. Love often. So when God puts you on a wait program, W-A-I-T, he expects you to stay on it until you are spiritually muscled up. He sometimes weeps, love sometimes weeps. I see we get into it today, but it just blows my mind. The shortest verse in the Bible, verse 35 of John 10, 11 here, says, Jesus wept. Why? Why would he weep? Hmm. love always works. Greatest part of the miracle is not bringing John back. Greatest part of the miracle is how he brought him back. And that's why the Jews of the day had such a hard time losing him after he came out of the grave. Because they didn't know for sure that he was alive. You would probably say they had to know he was alive. He came out of the grave. Yeah. But the question is how? Do I have your interest yet? So we stop down verse 8. One of the other emphasis. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone you. And you want to go back down there? Jesus waited at least 4 days before he started back. After they tried to manipulate him about Lazarus being sick. Question. Did Jesus have to go back to heal Lazarus? So why did he? That was things that Martha needed to learn. That if he would have just healed him from where he was, he would have learned. That was things Mary needed to learn. If he healed him where he was before he died, she would have learned. It was certainly things Lazarus needed to learn. If he healed him before he died. And that was things that the disciples needed to learn. That they never would have learned if he would have healed him where he was and not gone back. Because in verse 8, we got a little hint of what they're thinking about. And then his disciples say unto him, two words were left out in this verse, remember? His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to kill you and us. I mean, we can be very sensitive to people and try to pretend like they're more important to us when we were really thinking about us. You know what I mean, husbands? Can you hear your honeys? You know, I better be nice or it could be a long month. Wives, you little manipulating things at times. Use your bodies to make your husband pay. I don't know why I don't work the other way. I hadn't grown up yet. I figured out one day. Children manipulate like crazy. But the end of us, we often leave out of the conversation because we don't want to sound selfish. Can I get an amen, church? Sure. Okay. Sometimes, often, Jesus says Lazarus is dead. What? You say he wouldn't die. No, I didn't say that's what you heard. Verse 16, he said, Thomas, who is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us go that we may die with him. Now they had come to the conclusion that to follow Christ probably would cost them their life. It wasn't until after Christ was resurrected, not the resurrection of Lazarus, that taught them that was true because they ran when it got close to Jesus' death. And they had already seen Lazarus be resurrected. So sometimes we got to see something 2, 3, 4 times as Christians before we really get the lesson. And that's why God oftentimes takes us through something 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, 14 times for us to learn. Okay, are we ready to roll now? Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was near unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs away from the city. Anybody know what 15 furlongs are? That's 15 long fur coats. I'm sorry. Sometimes you guys just don't get me. It's about 2 miles. Now, do you think that this verse kind of just throws that out just for something for you to know? Or is it real purpose in knowing this? Now, I have had many challenges about Martha owning the house and Mary owning the village. Difference between being a Christian and doing Christian things. Difference between knowing how to love right and learning how to give in so you can keep peace in the house. It's not real love just to keep peace in the house. It's real love when you make righteousness in the house. So I think this is put in there for a very, very, very particular purpose. 2 miles away, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Now, verse 19 don't give us the whole picture. Many of the Jews came to comfort, to come with strength. That's what comfort is. To come with strength, to give support for Martha and for Mary. I wonder if that's true. What is in the Bible? Well, the disciples thought they heard that Jesus said that he wasn't going to die. Amen. Could you be hearing verse 19 wrong? Could you be thinking that they're coming to comfort Mary and Martha? Or are they coming to comfort Mary and Martha happens to be there? Ooh, somebody got tons of faces. Shall we walk through these verses to see if we can understand this before we run out of time? Oops, we're already out. Let's go to prayer. Just kidding. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat in the house. That's okay with the play. Soak. Now, is Mary the beer or the doer? The beer. Is Martha the beer or the doer? Now, as soon as Martha heard that Jesus was 2 miles outside of town, she took off. She went to meet him 2 miles outside of town. That woman is moving. Can I have an amen, somebody? Busybody. You've been around a radio and it's been on all day. How often do you hear it? Kind of gets in the background and you don't even pay much attention to it. Amen. You think they're used to seeing Martha move, clean up, cook, take off, disappear, come back, buy a grocery bag? Verse 1. Then said Martha unto Jesus, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died. Is that a greeting of sorrow or a rebuke? To tell me we believers think we have the right to rebuke Christ because of the way he wants to do things, because he's waiting and we don't want him to. We get real spiritual and honest with him, and then we realize who we're talking to. We kind of catch ourselves and put that little extra sentence in, like Martha did, but I know you know best. How many ever said that really mean it? Just because God says you can learn a lesson if I don't wait. But Pastor, you have thrown out some pretty amazing things that you read between the lines. I just don't see it. Well, maybe that's why they call me pastor. I didn't want him to die. Whether I was here or not. Look at, did she realize she started? But I know that even now, whatever you will ask of God, God will give it to you. Liar, liar, dress on fire. She had just flat out come on a platitude end just because it's the thing you're supposed to do if you walk with God. God would like it better if you just tell the truth and just give an ultimatum so he can beat you down. Spiritually and in love, of course. We're going to prove that she didn't mean that. Here on Love Always Works in that section. I know. Verse 23, Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, hey, you gotta feel for Jesus being so misunderstood. Your brother's gonna rise again. I'm talking about today. Martha said, well, I know he's gonna rise again, you know. Resurrection is the last day. Now, this is what I'm saying to you, Martha. Listen to me. Don't interpret what I'm saying. Hear me and know what I'm saying. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this, Martha? No. My brother believes in you. He's dead. You sure you don't believe in Martha? Maybe on a good day. But today is not a good day. Does God expect your faith in him and your trust in him to waver according to how you feel? Walking with God is not based on how you and I feel. It's based upon what we know. And we know for a fact that he loves us in such a way that sometimes he waits. Now, just like the disciples had to come to the conclusion, if we're going to follow Christ, we probably have. We may die. Martha's got to come to a conclusion that I may not understand everything what Christ is saying, but I got to come to a new relationship with Christ in my walk with him. Well, that's what she says. You believe this, Martha? You believe you don't? That you'll never die? Verse 27, she said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ. Is that what he asked her? The Son of God, who should come into the world. So what do you and I need to understand and believe more when it comes to real love? What he can do for you or who he is. Now come on. Now that was a generous answer. But that's not the way we believe. Is it more important to understand who he is instead of what he can do for you? Because if you understand who he is, you can understand there's nothing he can't do for you until he desires to do it. Maybe you guys should stay here for the second service. Because we got to run real quick. Ready? Move through the point. Finish up. And sometimes, few weeks, that's next week. Finish up on often. Weeks. Often. Weeks. When she had so said, she went her way. Really? tell that gave her comfort to come to the conclusion of who he was and not understand all he could do? She went away, called Mary, her sister, secretly. How? Secretly. Saying, the master's come, and he calls for you. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now, Jesus was not yet come into the temple. It's Martha moving. Get in the door, get busy. It's hard to minister to a doer because the more they hurt, the more they'll do and not give you the opportunity to really minister to them. A beer hurts, man. When a beer hurts, they hurt. Mary just heard, oh, Father's going to clean the dishes. No! Back here, we got more people coming. Oh, the house is full. Mary goes, I don't care about no dirty house. Oh, my brother's dead. Oh. Martha, 2 miles out, 2 miles in, tells Mary, you need to go meet Jesus, he's 2 miles out. Quit being sad, girl, go meet Jesus. I did, I'm okay now. Can I get an amen, somebody? Oh, I love it. Martha, my girl. One thing about Martha's man, that's some Martha hers and some Martha hims. They can mess up a ministry. Oh, boy. Verse 31 is key. Then the Jews who were with her in the house and comforted her when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying she goes unto the grave to weep. Question. Did we just find out who the people was there to comfort? Who owned the house? Who owned the village? When Martha moved, who moved? Nobody. When Mary moved, who moved? Maybe that's the problem with you, us Christians. We move, no one moves because you're doing Christian things, you're not being a Christian. So let's wake up and do it the way Christ would do.
This has been a presentation of Antioch Bible Church. For more information about Antioch Bible Church or to order additional resources, please call 425-556-5905 or go to www.abchurch.org.